How long did you know you were feeling it?
I really wasn't really worried about it too much. I was focused on the D. And, you know, on the drive and kick situations, I knocked them down. And I really wasn't worried about offense. And they told me to keep shooting. It was a couple times that, you know, I tried to pass it because I was a little tired. But they told me to just stay focused and keep shooting. So I kept shooting and knocked them down.
Aubrey, when did you know you weren't feeling it at the start? How did you kind of get yourself, I mean, you know, the rough start for you, but you kind of, you know, you settled in later. How did you kind of get settled in?
I always believe in myself, even if I'm missing. I mean, because, I mean, I work on what I do and practice. So, I never lose confidence in what I do.
Guys, tell me, what was the problem on defense? A lot of those layups, miscommunication, or what was going on there?
It was a little bit of miscommunication. I think that we were putting the pressure on the ball, and you know, when you do that, when you add a little pressure on the ball, it's going to be times people get around you, and we just got to do a little better job of rotating and talking a little bit more on D. And I think we started doing that towards the end, and that's why we, you know, we held on to the lead and we got the win at the end.
How did you guys kind of shake off the rust? I mean, you guys have not played a lot, and it looked like that was really an issue. You guys are doing a lot of uncharacteristic turnovers and things you don't usually do. How do you kind of get settled in?
I mean, that's normally that's how we always start off, real slow, and then we pick it up. But, you know, we're dealing with not playing, just practicing against each other. Then we got a finals and all that. That just, you know, it just take a toll on you. I know today I had to try to rush and get some stuff in. So,
what did you have to rush to get in?
No, I had like 5 papers due. So I had to hurry up and get them in before we even came to shoot around.
Today?
Yeah. So.
So, your mind was in basketball, man.
Uh-uh.
Kamel, can you talk about how you kind of, I mean, you haven't gotten a lot of minutes, also they kind of threw you in tonight. And you were really kind of a key part there and kind of turning things your way in the first half. How'd you keep yourself ready for this opportunity? Did you know you're going to get more of an opportunity tonight?
Just by going hard in practice and stuff and just bringing energy every day and competing with my teammates and stuff every day. I knew I was going to get the chance. I just wanted to bring energy to the game.
Did you know tonight you were going to be in the rotation more, just kind of knowing generally?
Pretty much. I had a good couple days of practice this week. Coach told me he might throw me in the rotation tonight. So I was just ready, looking forward to it and stuff like that.
How close do you guys feel like you guys got to running your offense and doing things the way that you can? Because, you know, you guys missed 12 of your first 15 shots tonight. And still shot 53%. So you take out that stretch and start, and you guys were, you know, lit it up for about 35 minutes on offense.
I mean, we know, like I say, me and Kay come together, and the rest of our teammates, we know when we have to turn it up, pick it up. And, you know, he kept us in the game when everybody else was struggling. So he gave us confidence by hitting key shots.
Talk about the pace of the game just flew by. Let's talk about that. How you guys want to play like that, make it run down.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. That's our main focus every game. So running and gun. If you notice, they're only send like one person to rebound and send 4 back because they know we want to push the break.
Well, what's it like being a bigger guy trying to play in this system where you got all these guards running around and you're kind of the only guy banging around inside? What's it like getting used to playing the style and the system?
I actually like to run the floor on things. Like, it's something I could do, but the speed is a little different. It's something I got to get used to and stuff like that. But otherwise, I like banging down low and stuff like that.
Okay, y'all got a big game for you guys coming up on Saturday with Mississippi State. Have y'all started? Has there been any thought process of looking to that game, or was your focus just on Troy, and now you start looking at this weekend.
We got four games to the Christmas break, and Coach P is like, these games are real big, and they're four big games, so we're just taking them one game at a time. And tonight, we're just one down, one notch down. We got three more to go, and now we're with Mississippi State. You know, we'll talk about this win tonight, but we'll be ready to go for Mississippi State tomorrow because they're a good team.
Okay, this is going to be a bit of a change, like Steven said. Y'all had the big layoff. You know, this past week for you.
And now, and now
you got all these games coming up. What kind of attitude is going to go through your mind? How do you adjust to a quick change like this?
We're used to it, you know, like the way that we practice, you know, the way that we push each other every day in practice, like it's a grind every day. And you know, like you got to be mentally ready for it. So I think that these four games in 10 days, right, we're going to be ready for that. You know, I know Coach will do a good job of getting us prepared, and we just got to go out there and play ball.
What did you guys think of when, you know, Nick and Kamel, the guys who had to play a lot, you know, what did you think of what they did for you guys, especially in the first?
They helped us out a lot. We knew they could do it. Coaches had to, you know, put them in. And then they showed it when they got in the game. And that was real big. So now you trust them, keep them in the rotation.
Yeah, they've been doing it. This ain't just something that they just started doing. They've been doing this every day in practice. And now I'm starting to carry over to the game. And I'm proud of all of them. I'm happy for them. But we're going to need them to keep playing like that the whole year and turn it up.
Any more questions?
Thank you. Thanks.